gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God. Jesus' word is also telling us today, as ministers and teachers of the gospel, praise God, to beware of allowing these things in the world to take up all of our time. Praise God, I believe that I get too bogged down into some stuff, praise God, that takes me away from doing the things that I need to do for the kingdom of God. I believe that some of us allow things, praise God, in our life, praise God, to take up so much of our time that we don't even have time to read the verse of scripture, praise God. So that's what this thing is trying to tell us, praise God. Not trying to tell us not to be courteous, not trying to tell us not to be kind, but praise God, he tells us, praise God, don't take all of that stuff. Amen. I don't want you to get bogged down. I want you to be about your father's business. Why? He said, because the laborers, the harvest is plenteous. But praise God, the laborers are few. And praise God, you know the harvest belonged to him. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't know what he means by the harvest. All you got to do is walk around the city of Alexandria. Praise God. I tell people all the time, there's enough unsaved folk in the city of Alexandria to fill every church that we have. Praise God. Amen. But we got to have somebody who is thoroughly, praise God, devoted to the work that God has put on their heart. And that is to go and tell them about this man that we call Jesus Christ. You see, the word teaches us that the cares about money, the cares about material things, the cares about excessive attention to worldly affairs, praise God, can be a mighty snare, praise God, in the way we labor for Jesus Christ. Amen. Not telling you not to have some fun. Not telling you, praise God, not to spend some time. Praise God, that must be Jesus Christ. Praise God. Not to spend some time, praise God, with your loved ones. But praise God, don't allow your time with your friends and your partying and all that stuff to get into the way of your fortune that you have to do in building this kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Finally, and as I get ready to close, Jesus instructs them to exhibit a humble and contented spirit. You see, a humble man, a woman, is someone who is a peacemaker and not a peace breaker. Look what he says in verse 5 and 6. Our Lord Jesus instructs them. He said, whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. In other words, the peace of God be to this house. And if the Son of Peace is there, your peace shall rest upon it. Amen. In other words, try the Spirit by the Spirit. Praise God. And if not, it shall turn to you again. You see, as disciples of Christ, when we go into the world to say, in Christ's name, praise God, be to you. In other words, we are to propose peace to all. We are to preach peace. Praise God, to preach the peace of Jesus Christ. We are to proclaim the gospel of peace, the covenant of peace. We ought to let everybody know that upon this earth, peace. We are to pray, praise God, peace for all men. Ah, when Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, you find in John chapter 14, verse 27, he told those disciples, peace I leave with you. He said, my peace I give unto you. Not as this world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Can you remind us this morning that this world has no peace for you? Praise God. Woe be unto the man, a woman, praise God, who put their hands on the gospel plow. Praise God. Woe be unto the man, a woman, praise God, who starts out on this journey and, praise God, turn back into this world. Praise God. I remember the words, praise God, of Timothy. Praise God, the words that Paul shared, praise God, with his spiritual son, Timothy. Don't you know that we are in a spiritual warfare? Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are in a spiritual warfare. We are in a spiritual warfare. And praise God, we need prepared to fight this war. Because Paul wrote to his son, Timothy. I'm talking about his son in the ministry. At 2 Timothy 2:4, he says, no man that wars ever entangles himself with the affairs of this life. If you have started out on this journey, praise God, be brother Abraham. Praise God, he told him to get up and I want you to go to a land. Praise God. Praise God that I'm going to show you. And even though it was the land of Canaan, and even though the land was occupied when they got there, you go there just like I told you to go. And he's telling you and I the same things today. I want you to go, praise God, and tell this world. And I want you to, praise God, to be humble about it. But not only did he tell them to be humble about it, he said, I wanted you to be content. Praise God. Look at what verse 7 says. He says, and in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. Praise God, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Praise God, go not from house to house. Amen. Now I can interpret that scripture another way, but let me interpret it the way I have it here. Praise God, he's telling them, praise God, if you go to somebody's house and they offer you something, be content. Praise God with what they have given you. Praise God, don't get all caught up. Praise God with I don't do this, I don't eat that. Praise God, be content what they give you. Praise God, don't worry about the type of food that it is. Be content. Can I share a story with you? Praise God, this is a true story, and this is not one of those once upon a time. I was over in Okinawa, Japan, and I was sitting, praise God, with some Japanese, praise God, folk, and they had offered me some squid. Praise God, and God knows I never had no squid in my mouth. So when the guy offered me the squid, first thing came to my mind, I said, no, I don't want that. And I saw his whole continent change. In other words, he was offended because I would not take what it was he gave me. But praise God, guess what? I took that squid and I start chewing it. I don't know how many of y'all ever eaten any squid. Praise God, when you chew it, you're just not going to chew it one time. Praise God, but guess what? As I chewed, praise God, it became good to me. Praise God, so that's what he's saying, we should be content. Paul left words with his spiritual son Timothy. At 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8, he says, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. In other words, God has blessed us with some things in this life. And the thing that we have to do is be content with what he has given us. We have two people in this world who have gotten themselves in all kinds of mess. Financial mess. Praise God, social mess. Because they're trying too hard to keep up with the Joneses. But let me tell you something, that the Lord that we serve, he is a good God. And he's telling us that we ought to be content with the things that he did and the things that he's done for us. And as I close, I'm reminded of many instructions that our Lord gave to his disciples. I said that he told them that they must pray. I told you that he told them that they were going to incur some encounter, some danger while on this job of winning souls. I told you, praise God, that he told must be thoroughly devoted, praise God, to winning souls for Jesus Christ. And finally, praise God, he told them that they must exhibit some humility and contentment. The reason why I look at that, because he did the same thing. These were the same instructions that he gave us, and they were the same instructions that he followed. Let me show you how he followed them. First of all, he prayed, because the Bible tells me when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, praise God, until the sweat fell from him like drops of blood. So we find that he prayed not only in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed so well that one of his disciples said, Lord, would you teach me how to pray? But not only that, journey to the cross, it was a dangerous journey. Praise God, he was going to die for our sins, but he did the work that his father commanded him to do. He walked up a hill called Calvary. Praise God, done a cross over his shoulder. And praise God, he humbled himself until he died upon that cross. Died for my sins. Died for your sins. So that you and I can have the right to the tree of life. Same instructions that he gave those disciples is the same instructions that he followed. And it's the same instructions that we ought to follow today. Praise God. If you don't have a prayer life, start one today. Go down on your knees and talk to the Lord and tell him about your troubles. He will hear your faintest cry. He will answer by and by. And don't you worry about the dangers that they throw at you, because if he brings you to it, he's going to take you through it. That's the kind of God that we serve. And praise God, let all of us be about our Father's business, telling men, women, boys, and girls that the wages of sin is, but that the gift of God is eternal life. Praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist.